Hello, everyone. It is now the 2 o'clock hour, so it's time for the girls' room. That is a, I don't know if we mentioned this the first show, a tribute to the Amanda show of our childhood.
Yeah, we used to watch the girls' room, Amanda Bynes.
So it was a little short on the show.
Welcome to the girls' room.
The girls' room. There's always that one girl that was like, I like eggs.
I'm Becky and I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, that's actually me. I am from Tennessee. Fun fact. Our friend Shira also does pronounce eggs like that. I bet that girl was also from LA because that's where Shira's from.
I like eggs. So it is 2:01.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Get you some tunes going soon.
Yeah.
We have something on the queue.
I mean, we can get some tunes going. That's not a problem. This first tune we have selected for tonight is Miley Cyrus's new single, technically Mark Ronson's new single, but...
Who is Mark Ronson?
He's a producer. He produced Uptown Funk. Oh. Like, he's technically the artist of Uptown, like, the song Uptown Funk. But, like, Bruno Mars is singing the whole song. This is, like, the same thing, except...
So what does he do? What does Mark Ronson do in the song?
Like, he produces, like, all of the sound production of the song. It's kind of like how DJ Khaled, like, puts out albums, but it's like the only thing he does in the songs is like DJ Khaled.
Why am I yelling?
Yeah, now he's father of Assad. So same thing as his son's name, Assad.
I know. Is that what he goes by?
He says that in the songs. I mean, he's still DJ Khaled, but instead of going like DJ Khaled, he's like, it's father of Assad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I also forgot which aux this is, so...
We'll give a few a try.
We're just going to turn them both on, and we'll figure it out from there. But anyway, this is Miley Cyrus's new song, technically Mark Ronson's new song. We love Miley Cyrus. I like this song a lot. It's kind of been on repeat, so here we go.
Still don't know which.
We're just going to do a quick experiment.
Oh, it's that one.
It's that one. This world can hurt you. It cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. I heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies. You know it. We both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this burning house, there's nothing left, it's smoking. But we both know it. We got all night to fall in love, but just like that we fall apart. We're broken, we're broken. But nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Well, there's broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark. There's broken records spinning less circles in the bar. Spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you. It cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Yeah, nothing breaks like a heart. We'll leave each other cold as ice and high and dry. The desert wind is blowing, it's blowing. Remember what you said to me. We were drunk in love in Tennessee. And I hold it, we both know it. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark. Like a heart.
And there was, folks, her new song with Mark Ronson.
Evelyn's song of the week, minus the Chipmunks.
Oh my
Christmas
goodness.
Song.
I don't know if this happens to other people. I have this problem. I guess it's sort of a problem where like songs get stuck in my head, but it's just like one line of the song over and over and over again. It's not like the whole song stuck. And sometimes it's like really frustrating because I can't figure out what song it is. Mm. Like I just know the one line, and you can't use the one line to like look up the lyrics to the song. So you're just like, well, okay.
And out tell us the line that you had in your head all day.
Yeah, so I was super excited to listen to Christmas music. It's finally December. Even like, I was kind of like 2 days after Thanksgiving, like, okay, Christmas music time. But I really couldn't get into the Christmas spirit until it was officially December. And anyway, so I have been listening to some Christmas music. And I haven't even actually listened to this song. But the song that's been stuck in my head is the Chipmunks song, which I learned today actually won 3 Grammys and was the last Christmas song to reach number one on the Billboard charts. So give the Chipmunks their respect.
And give the listeners what they're waiting for, and it's your impression of the Chipmunks.
I still want a hula hoop. That's what's been stuck in my head all day. Like, literally just that line, like, over and over and over again. I was singing it at practice today, at track practice, and I think a lot of people were getting annoyed with me, but
I forever have Adele stuck in my head. I always sing, what's that song that I always sing? Oh, no. It's not Rolling in the Deep. Oh, it's... But I heard that you settled down.
Oh, that song, I haven't listened to that song in a long time.
All the time. All right.
So
what are we playing next?
Give me, on the note of songs that have been stuck in my head, there's another song that was stuck in my head also today. Like, it was like first half of the day was one song, second half of the day was I Still Want a Hula Hoop in the Alvin voice. But I was watching Friends last night, as I do pretty much every night. I go to sleep watching TV. It's kind of this weird thing that I do.
A lot of people do that,
but everybody in our house seems to think it's really weird. But my mom does it, my sister does it, Sammy, our old housemate, used to do it.
Shout out to Sammy.
Sammy says, wherever you are, definitely asleep. Shout out.
DJ Sammy
says, yeah. So anyway, I woke up in the middle of the night, like as soon as the music started playing in the background of Friends, and it was this song, and it was stuck in my head all day. And I was texting Chrissy telling her how bad this song was stuck in my head, and she's like, I don't know that song. So we have to play the song so okay. That Chrissy will know the song now.
Yeah. This is my first time, I think, hearing the song, unless I've heard it
okay
before.
Girl, you'll be your woman soon. Love so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl, and all they can say is, isn't that your kind? They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl? Take my hand, girl, you'll be a woman soon, soon, you'll need a man. I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but with the same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Ellipses.
Yeah, there you have it, folks. Don't be leaving those computer cameras to chance. It sounds like a risky time.
Are you texting and DJing? I could read another PSA about that, but probably.
Are we allowed to make our own PSAs? What do you think? It is freeform radio.
Freeform.
Like,
radio.
Okay, well, let's just do hypothetical PSAs. Like, if you were gonna, something that you think should
a
be
cause
a
that
PSA,
I feel strongly about.
Like, that you would, like, if you got a time on the radio that's not this time, like a time that people were actually listening.
Don't text and drive.
That's a good one. People do text and drive a lot.
If you're out there driving right now,
better not be texting. We're gonna tell you not to.
We're gonna tell you not to text. We're gonna tell you to stay awake. What? How about you? What's your passion? What's your public
my PSA.
Cause that you
wanna?
Oh, no bikes on the sidewalk.
No bikes on the sidewalk. Oh my God, get those bikes off the sidewalk.
Bikes do not belong on the sidewalk.
No, there are bike lanes. Like this is Boston. The bike lanes exist.
The bike lanes do exist.
Get off that sidewalk with those bike lanes.
So
with those bikes.
Aside from PSAs, DJ, what's your name?
I still haven't really decided on an official DJ name. We really need to work on that.
Okay, well, DJ TBA, Drizzy Drake.
See, the problem is that my name is quite similar to Drake's.
I have the same birthday as Drake.
Wow, just so many Drake connections. I did see Drake on the Take Care tour. I don't really plan on ever seeing Drake again because I know that that was Drake's pinnacle. That was when Drake peaked, so.
I drove into a Drake Lil Wayne concert one time by accident because I got in the wrong lane and then I had to get out of it.
Oh my goodness, wait. On the subject of Lil Wayne, we should definitely listen to one of his new songs.
Okay. What I was going to say.
Yeah, no, anyway, back is, to, we'll just add it to the queue real quick, but go ahead.
We decided that we wanted to do a Would You Rather segment on today's show.
Oh, yep, that is a segment that we are doing.
So I sent out a text to a group of friends and said, hey guys, Evelyn and I want to do a Would You Rather segment on the show tonight. Or I guess tomorrow morning.
Whenever is our show on Monday? Is it on Tuesday?
It's on Tuesday.
It's unclear. Technically Tuesday, I suppose, but
it's Tuesday right now. But anyway, I said I'll give you a shout out. Come up with some good would you rather by 2 a.m. And they were all like, "Yeah, sure, Chrissy. We'll definitely do that." And none of them sent me anything.
All right. Well, we'll just whip some up.
Yeah. Whip them up real quick.
Would you rather?
Oh, we're doing it right now.
Oh, I mean,
we were gonna do a song first.
Well, we could.
Let's think over a song, and then we'll come back.
I have a song. I put the Lil Wayne song on the queue.
Okay, let's play that, and then we'll come back, and we'll do some Would You Rathers.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
I sing. Thank
you. Yeah, I know his name.
Ayo, Mac,
ladies and gentlemen, C5,
oh.
Wing time,
oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
woo.
Zone, 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 let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
We hot, what the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though,
hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. You a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat. You a tough guy, I
that's enough jokes. Then the sun died, the night is young though. The diamond still shines, in a rough hole. What the fuck though, where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go? It's a shit show, put you front row. Talking shit bro, let your tongue show. Money over bitches, and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the fuck for? I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the fuck yo, where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss beat, that the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply double cup toast, I got a duffel full of hundos. That the love go, where's the uproar? What the fuck though, where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Pow, get the fuck though, I don't bluff bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though, where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Pow, get the fuck though, I don't bluff bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the fuck though, I don't bluff bro. I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro, I don't huff though. Damn. Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke. At your front door, with a gun store. Knock, knock, who's there is how it won't go. Just the jungle, so have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nutso, what the fuck, bro? That's where I'm from, bro. We grow up fast, we roll up slow. We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, hang time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a cornrow. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listening to Bono, you listen to Dono. What the fuck, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, eat a chef. I like my lunch gross. Just look up, bro. That the scuds go. I see the shovel. But where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unborns. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the uproar? What the fuck though, where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though, I don't bluff bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo. What the fuck though, where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though, I don't bluff bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo.
Okay, and now we are back. I'm very excited to hear what Would You Rather's Chrissy has to offer. You guys should know, like, usually when we're gonna think and then come back to you guys, we don't actually discuss what we're gonna say.
Oh yeah,
this is totally improv.
Exactly. Okay,
you're gonna go first.
First of all, we've been in this kind of search for a name for our show.
Yeah, I mean, like, the girls' room is kind of cute because it's a tribute to the Amanda Show.
It's not really
but
us, though.
No, I just made it up on the spot because we weren't going to get a show if I didn't fill out the form.
Yeah, we passed our form in a little late.
Yeah, so it was the only thing I could think of. We were really stressed, pressed for time. Anyway.
We might have just came up with a new name. We might look into changing it, but something that we're both passionate about.
It's true.
And that is No Bikes on the Sidewalk.
You might have heard us mention it
like
about
a minute ago.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like we said, we're pretty passionate about no bikes on the sidewalk.
Yeah. It's just a hazard to all pedestrians everywhere. Yeah. Okay. So my would you rather.
Yeah.
Okay. So say you live your life and then you have the chance to be
very hypothetical, would you rather
born again. You have the choice to either be born again in your, like, exact life as a man or a male.
Okay.
Or be born into, like, you have to live through, like, national spotlight. Like, you're a celebrity child. Like, Northwest. So either you could be a dude in your own life or live, like, the high life. Mm. Like, as a celebrity.
I feel like I'd rather be a dude in my own life.
Yeah, I think I would choose that as well.
I mean, I'm pretty, like...
content?
Yeah. Although, I guess it depends on, like, what kind of celebrity. Like, if my dad was, like...
Well, that goes into my second question.
Like, if my dad was, like, a famous, like, musician, then that would probably make it really easy for me to, like, also become a famous musician.
Oh, look at this. We also had
we had kind of a fall.
Yeah, a listener response from
we received via text message.
DJ Lil Bordies texting us that she would be born as a male so she could play football.
It's not good for the brain.
Yeah.
Science says.
But
science has said a lot of things though, so, you know, they turned out not to be true. When you never do you ever really know?
No. No, you don't. My other would you rather, the spins off of this one. Oh, who has their phone on?
It's on my laptop.
Okay. Well, it would be, the other would you rather is, if you had to be a celebrity child, would you rather have your parents be Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake or Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
Definitely Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake.
Really?
I'm quite indifferent to Jessica Biel.
Mm.
I mean, she seems cool.
I'm very indifferent to Jessica Biel, other than that she went to Tufts, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, but Justin Timberlake, like, so much talent.
Still
wow.
A lot of talent. But also, Ashton Kutcher.
I know, I mean, they are cool. They are cool, but, like, can you imagine, okay, it's interesting because Chrissy and I are really quite different in a lot of ways. Like, for instance, I love dancing and Chrissy doesn't really like dancing. And, like, what I'm thinking about right now is if Justin Timberlake was my dad, like, I could have so many, like, we could dance, like, all the time.
You could be a dancer for him.
I'd
be,
like,
weird.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so my would you rather.
Okay.
Wait, go ahead and say what you're going
to
say.
Okay, so today I was watching the movie 1,000 Ways to Die in the West, and it's like a Seth MacFarlane movie, and this is, like, kind of what prompted this question, but he was pretending to speak a language of a group of people in the movie. And he just goes, someone says something to him in this language that they made up, and he goes, Mila Kunis, Mila Kunis. And it's, like, just funny that he dropped her in there as the language.
That is funny.
Okay, your would you rather.
My would you rather is, would you rather have to listen to Christmas music all year long or never be able to listen to your favorite genre of music again?
Genre?
The whole genre.
You have to listen to Christmas music in the other sense, so it's a kind of
loose. No, you can listen to other music too, but it has to be in your regular.
You have to listen to like 3 Christmas songs a day?
Yeah, like it's in your regular music listening.
I would choose the Christmas music.
Maybe more than like 3 songs a day.
That's,
like
I
would
even
say
listen to that many songs
you have
a day,
to listen.
Period.
You have to listen to like 50% of your music is Christmas music.
I'd rather do that than not listen to my favorite genre. Even though I don't really have a favorite genre, but yes, that Christmas music.
I'm kind of torn. I think I would go the same way, but I also like do think I could probably find a new favorite genre if I couldn't listen to my current favorite.
If I
genre.
Couldn't listen to John Mayer, I would.
You'd be done. You'd
I'd
be done. So
done.
All right. So I guess we're gonna play some more
songs,
tunes. This is, you know, this song is The Girls' Room, probably often misconstrued as a hyper feminist show. Not that it isn't, but that's not the point.
Yeah, we're not anti feminist.
We're not. But I mean, the point of the show is not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just because we're girls and we're in our room. It's
yeah.
It's not that in depth. It's not that well thought out.
Just
is what I'm trying to say.
Two college girls.
Just
playing
two,
some music.
Just two girls. Just called
two girls.
Anyway, but that's really doesn't make a lot of sense because what I was trying to segue is that we're gonna listen to a femme hype song. You know, It's the finals grind time. You gotta hype yourself up. I personally get pretty hyped up by like I have two whole playlists dedicated to like girl power music. So I was thinking we would listen to some of that.
Okay.
Despite the fact that the show is
not
completely dedicated to feminism.
But it's also not.
But it's not
anti-feminist.
Okay. Anyway.
Bling bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in
you
me.
You coulda had a bad bitch, not come.
from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts needed something more exciting. Bum bum be dum be dum bum be. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, bitch, I been it. Like, aye, aye, aye. Why I'm in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
So I took this psychology of music class like sophomore spring, so a while ago now. And one of the things we learned in that class is about how like memories associated with music are like so much more like
salient.
Yeah, basically. And so like a lot of older people who have like memory problems can remember
songs.
Remember like our memories associated with songs, but like not other memories mm-hmm. as well. And so I have a very like vivid memory associated with that song. I went to prom, of course, I didn't go to prom. But when I went to prom my junior year, I went to prom at this other school with this guy. And they like announced the prom king and queen, and they started dancing, and then they started playing that song, and then everybody started dancing, and I was in this just like big pink poofy dress, and me and this guy were dancing, and that song was playing in the background. It's basically just like if it sounds like a scene out of a movie, that's what it was like that's what I felt like in the moment. I was like, this is like real? This seems almost like
a movie.
Yeah, almost like a movie. Anyway, so when I was at home for Thanksgiving break, I was going to visit my dad at his office, and he has a new office, and I ran into this boy that I went to that prom with that I had this like cute like prom moment with, and he was outside the barber shop where he works now as a barber, and it was like kind of awkward because I hadn't seen him, I think, since that prom, like,
wow.
Like 5 years ago. And I was like, hey, like, I'm just kind of lost. Like, I'm trying to find my dad's new office. He's like, where is it? I was like, oh, it's like blah, 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 whatever street, I don't even know. And he was like, oh, like, he's like, wait, yeah, like, your dad was my lawyer. And I was like, oh, like, I wonder what this guy's been up to, you know? It was kind of like, okay.
I bet he remembers that song.
Definitely some legal trouble. Yeah, he knew exactly where my dad's office was.
Then that's great.
Yeah, it helped me out, I guess, in the end.
I don't have any prom memories like that.
All my other proms are kind of crappy. I mean, the other two that I went to. Because the second one was the day after that prom, and I was just really tired and
still thinking about that song.
And the third prom, I was on crutches and painkillers because I just had knee surgery, and I fell asleep on the way to prom. Mm. So, and I couldn't dance because I was on crutches. So it's pretty tough. Wasn't a great time.
Yeah. I'm kind of... don't know what to say.
It wasn't fun. My dress is also really uncomfortable, you know.
The trick to prom is to get your dress from China.
Online for $17?
Yeah, best deal.
I bought mine from a local Nashville designer.
Well,
it was just special. Covered in sequins. That was the problem. But I love glitter, so I know, like, it's like, can I say anything more like basic and girly right now? I went to prom in one extremely sequin dress and another pink poofy one. Like,
welcome to the girls' room.
Hey, this is the girls' room.
It is. Okay. Well,
all right. I think we should probably stop talking for a minute now.
Yeah, my voice is tired.
Same. I think you gave me bronchitis. Actually, I was coughing all day today.
Well, I'm sorry about
Chrissy that. Chrissy did have bronchitis.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
Okay, all right. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah. The world is so small till it ain't. Yeah. I'm building up a wall till it break. She hated when I call. And it's late. I don't wanna keep you waiting. I hope I never keep you waiting. Yeah. I think I know it all, but I don't. Why you always at the mall when you're broke? I just wanna ball, maybe dunk, but I never been tall. Yeah, I might trip, I never fall. God knows I came close.
Don't try this at home.
I know I probably need to do better. Fuck whoever, keep my shit together. You never told me being rich was so lonely. Nobody know me. Oh well, hard to complain from this 5-star hotel. I'm always in a rush, I've been thinking too much. But keep it on the hush, no one need to know, just us. That's really all it takes. We don't need nothing but today, 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 today. The world is so small, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't. I'm building up a wall, till it break, till it break, till it break, till it break. She hate it when I call, and it's late, and it's late, and it's late. I don't wanna keep you waiting,
I don't wanna keep you waiting.
I hope I never keep you waiting,
I hope I never keep you waiting,
waiting, waiting. Attitude, playing till I'm out of moves. No need for shame, I get more peace at slow speeds. Go beat the game, young control freak. It's cold in my veins, I'm below freezing. Snow season
made me.
They know that I so need my space. Don't wanna grow old, so I smoke just in case. She say that I glow below the waist, and the stroke is just so PGA. All I got is little bit of space and time, drawing shapes and lines of a world we made. Tomorrow may be right around the corner, but I swear it's gonna be worth it if I make it wait. There's somewhere above you, keep reaching up. That's really all it takes.
That's really all that takes.
We don't need nothing but today, 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 today. The world is so small, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't. I'm building up a wall, till it break, till it break, till it break, till it break. She hate it when I call, and it's late, and it's late, and it's late. I don't wanna keep you waiting,
I don't wanna keep you waiting.
I hope I never keep you waiting. Yeah, 9 times out of 10 I get it wrong. That's why I wrote this song, tell myself to hold on. I can feel my fingers slipping in a motherfucking instant, I'll be gone. Do you want it all if it's all mediocre? Staring at the wall in the wall full of posters, looking at my dreams, who I wanna be. I guess you gotta see it to believe. Ooh, I've been a fool, but it's cool, that's what human beings do. Keep your eyes to the sky, never glued to your shoes. Guess there was a time when my mind was consumed, but the sun coming out now, clouds start to move. Don't tell me nothing but the truth. I'm tired, I don't got a spare second. When I lose, I don't keep count, nobody checking.
And we are back.
We are back, and we do have, we have a song on the queue dedicated to at least one listener we're aware of. It's hard for us. Well, it's not hard. We just don't know how to tell how many people are listening because we're new to this, and we just haven't figured it out. But we know of at least one listener at home.
One little DJ.
Working hard at her homework. Also, you know, we feel a little bad. She's got a ton of homework, and it's also Hanukkah.
Yep, Hanukkah started
yesterday.
Yesterday or the day before.
Admittedly, we are not Jews, but that didn't stop us from going to this friend's Hanukkah party last year, and so we're just
doesn't stop us from appreciating great holiday music.
Exactly. So, you know, for our friend there, Rachel Bordy, this one goes out to you. Get you in the Hanukkah spirit amidst a lot of There's a lot of Christmas music going around. Not enough Hanukkah music.
Okay. This is a song that... there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together,
what a fine looking Jew.
You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah.
O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is?
All three Stooges.
Is.
Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Look in your eyes, it is dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you going through some changes. You taking pictures, know your angles. Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we them close. Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
No angel, but you got a halo. When it's nights like this, I really wanna be right here. I really wanna take you there.
Like this, I never really spent no time like this, huh? Your second time at the crib, knowing I might not hit. You said what I look like my bitch, yeah. Looking in your eyes, shit is dangerous. The pussy wet, I call it angel dust.
I done put so many diamond chains on you, they get tangled up. I never felt like this, is strange as fuck. Got your ex nigga calling, but he can't do much. Cause you with the kid now, LMA booed up. And all you gotta do is call and watch that Ray pull up. Under the stars, since they throwing all the shade on us. Facts. Woo.
You feel the vibe, it's contagious. Look in your eyes, shit is dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience.
I know you're going through some changes.
You taking pictures, know your angles.
Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close.
Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like, loving you.
You feel a vibe, I'm deep inside, yeah. You fucking me, ooh, I let you ride, yeah. At first you curve me, I let you slide, yeah. Your hips so curvy, you let me slide, yeah. Ooh. And it was over once I flipped you over. Relation goer, we come through just like Beyonce Hova. This the Hermes money, this ain't no fashion over. You said your ex had you depressed and I'm just glad that's over. Cause now you rockin' with a real one. And when I'm in it, you be maxin' on a million. And when I hit it back to back, you make me still come. I know them bitches hatin' on you, we gon' kill them, that's facts.
You feel the vibe, it's contagious.
Look in your eyes, shit is dangerous.
Grateful I had all the patience.
I know you're going through some changes.
You taking pictures, know your angles.
Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close.
Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like loving you.
Ay, you know you bad, babe. You know I like it, these shorties that try to touch, babe. You from the project, but so it's harder. Just give me all of that pussy, so many options. And you got me calling. All these different numbers. Why you being selfish? You know that I want you. You really been working. You deserve a Birkin. Girl, you so contagious. Then that's just so dangerous.
You feel the vibe, it's contagious. Look in your eyes, shit is dangerous.
Grateful I had all the patience.
I know you're going through some changes.
You taking pictures, know your angles.
Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close.
Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like loving you.
I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special to you. I'd be always faithful.
I won't let another minute go to
just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. You're the one I want to chase. You're the one I want to hold. I won't let another minute go to waste. I want you and your soul. I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. Oh, beautiful soul, yeah. Oh, yeah. You beautiful soul, yeah.
That song was on Rock Band. I definitely played it a lot.
I enjoyed that song from all of the Disney Channel original movies.
It was on Disney Channel a lot. It was like you're watching Disney Channel and then all of a sudden, sometimes they would play music videos of like songs sang by Disney stars.
Yeah, all the time.
It was pretty hype. I'm not going to lie about it. I was pretty into it.
I liked when Jesse McCartney was on The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I knew that's where you're going.
I forget what happened in that.
Yeah, I was he dating?
No, he was just coming to the hotel in London.
They're making a big deal.
I feel like at one point he might have been passed out in London and Ashley Tisdale's character, Maddie. We're like taking over. I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't want to put false stories.
Fake news.
In there. Yeah, we're not fake news on this show.
Just all real news.
All real news all the time. Here's some real news for you. No bikes on the sidewalk.
Yeah. It's just common courtesy. Come on, bikers. We get you out there saving fuel.
We appreciate that. We just don't appreciate you on our sidewalks.
Yes. Because we are also saving fuel by walking.
True. All right. So, it's time for the last song of the night.
And then we can transition
over to the 3 a.m. show. We're going to close it out with a band called St. Paul and the Broken Bones, which Chrissy and I discovered on a trip to the beach this summer. A friend of a friend was on the DJ, and I was like, dang, this is some good stuff. And then I got really into them, and then I went and saw them in concert at House of Blues, and it was the best show I've ever seen.
It's been an honor, a pleasure, and a privilege.
Wow, those words all mean similar things.
Well, it's been that today, so go Jumbos.
Here we go.
Young love has made me all worn down like shoes. Winter comes, here she goes. That I know. Has made me call.